The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed, you never leave anything solely for the sake of Allah, except that Allah azza wa jal will replace for you that which is better than it, better than it, better than it. You will never leave anything solely for Allah, but it's important that a person does it solely for Allah, not for your wife, not to please your husband, not for the ruler, not for a scholar, not for the imam, not for anyone. You do it solely for Allah azza wa jal. And what you abandon, that thing that was forbidden, you'll be delighted that you abandon it, and you will never miss it. Miss it. Miss it.
In alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Indeed our praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, he deserves to be praised. We ask for his aid and assistance when we seek it from him. We seek refuge with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. We serve Allah with the guidance and the forgiving guidance. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any pardon. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his saint, his messenger, his wisdom. And my lecture for today is concerning leaving that which is haram and lawful for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, I want to make it broader than that. And this is based upon an authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدَعَ شَيْءٍ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا بَدَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْهُ. This hadith, الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله, is declared to be authentic على شرط صحيح مسلم, على شرط مسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, you never leave anything solely for the sake of Allah, except that Allah will replace for you that which is better than it. And this is general. If we were to analyze this hadith and break it down into three parts, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدَعَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, you will never leave and refrain from anything. So here, anything is haram. It's a general statement. As we know, the word شَيْئًا here is نَكَرَ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّهْيِ, meaning anything that you leave for the sake of Allah and His Deen. It could be an action, it could be a person, it could be a place, or other than that. إِنَّكَ لَتَدَعَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, you do not leave anything, regardless of what that thing may be. لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The second part of the hadith, solely for the sake of Allah. That's very important, that you have to leave it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want to share with you a statement of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, because sometimes a person may leave something that is haram, or may leave someone that is not beneficial for them, or may leave a particular place, but they may find long-term difficulty. Then we have to analyze what was the reason why they refrained or they left off this thing. Because if they done it for Allah, they would not find that they experienced long-term suffering. That's why Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, إِنَّمَا يَجِبَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي تَرْكِ الْمَأْلُوفَاتِ وَالْعَوَائِدِ مَنْ تَرَكَهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى said, a person only finds it difficult to abandon habits and customary behavior when they leave it for other than Allah's sake. If someone says something for other than Allah Azza wa Jal, then yes, they're going to find it difficult. If you do it to make it to please someone, or to make someone else happy, you're going to find some madaka, some difficulty, some hardship, and it may be a long term because you didn't leave it for Allah. That's why the Prophet said, إِنَّكَ لَتَدَعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Indeed, you never leave anything solely for Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. So when we leave something, we have to make sure that we leave it for Allah alone. And that is the sole reason. And I remember the saying of Allah, as we mentioned, إِنَّمَا يَجِدَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي تَرْكِ مَأْلُوفَاتِ وَالْعَوَاتِ مَنْ تَرَكَهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَرَكَهَا صَادِقًا مُخْلِصًا مِنْ قَدِّيمِ لِلَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَجِدُ فِي تَرْكِهَا مَشَقَّةً إِلَّا فِي أَوَّلِ وَهْلَةٍ. After the person who leaves these things truthfully and sincerely with his heart for Allah alone, then he will not find it difficult, except at the very beginning. At the very beginning, yes. However, in the long term, you will find it easy because Allah will make it easy because you left it for his sake, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that's why the Nabi Muhammad said, rahimahullah, he said, and the reason why a person may find that it is difficult at the beginning, but it will become easy at the end, he said, فَإِنْ صَرَى عَلَى الْجِسْرِ مَحْدَقَ قَلِيلًا إِسْبَحَى عَلَى الْمَدَّةِ لِيُمْتَحِنْ أَصْبَادِهُ وَفِي تَرْكِهَا أَكَابِرٍ. And this is the test, that maybe at the beginning, the initial stages, a small amount of hardship for a short period of time to differentiate between the one who is truthful in abandoning these things for Allah and the one who is pretending. To differentiate between the one who is truthful in abandoning these things for Allah and the one who is lying. And he said, if he is faced with that difficulty for a short period of time, it will transform into enjoyment and pleasure in your life. And it's very important, this part of the hadith is that you leave it solely for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember the hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi, Allah said, أَنَا حَرَّمَ الشُّرَكَاءَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, I am free from having any partners. Allah said, I am free from having any partners. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلَ أَشْرَكَ مَعِهِ. Whoever does an action, أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِ غَيْهِ تَرَكْتُهُ وَشْرَكَ. Whoever does an action and they associate partners with me in this action, I will leave that person and I will leave that shirk. I will abandon it. So if someone does something for other than Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِ غَيْهِ. Whoever does any action and he associates partners with me, he does it somebody else, I will abandon that person and I will leave his shirk. Now that, if Allah leaves a person, the person is on a path to destruction and Allah protects us from that. If Allah leaves and abandons the person is going to find difficulty and hardship. That is why in the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet would say, supplicating to Allah Azza wa Jalla, فَلَا تَكِنِّي إِلَى نَفْسِي فَرْقَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not leave me to my own self for the blinking of my eye. Do not leave me to my own self even for the blinking of an eye. Because if Allah leaves the servant even for a blinking of an eye, that's going to be a period of difficulty and burden and sadness, and Allah protect us all from that. So that was the second part of the hadith. Remember the hadith, and again we'll go back to it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدَعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا بَدَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ بِهِ. That you never leave anything for Allah and do it solely for Allah, the last part, except that Allah will replace it with that which is better. Allah Akbar. Imam al-Sa'id rahimahullah, he mentions this in one of his books as the 69th qa'idah. And he said there are many verses that we find this principle present upon us. Is this principle? Man taraka shay'an lillah, generally. And we mentioned the word in the hadith. Whoever needs something for Allah, Allah will replace it with that which is better. And Imam al-Sa'di said that it's found in the Quran in many places. We will give, inshallah ta'ala, we will give some examples of that. Examples of how people left something for Allah and Allah gave them better than that. From the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Quran. The last part of the hadith, بَدَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْهُ. Allah will replace it with that which is better for you. And let's give another example. Now, They come from the hadith of Sahihain, from Bukhari and Muslim, and being a hadith of Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِنْ تَرَكَهَا مِنْ أَجْلِي If the servant leaves up a bad deed for my sake, فَكْتُمُوهَا حَسَنًا Report it as a good deed. Look, if the servant abandons an evil deed for my sake, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, that is a good deed. فَكْتُمُوهَا Allah commands the angel to record that deed, to write it down as a good deed. So look, the servant left something to Allah, Allah recorded that what? For the good deed. You have adab, there's reward. Because you stayed away from something. Why? And it mentions in the hadith. Whoever leaves it means anything for my sake alone. فَكْتُمُوهَا Record it now as a good deed. Because the servant left up that thing for who? For Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any promises. Likewise, one of the examples that we can give as it relates to what we mentioned here is hadith. And this is what one of the examples that the Imam Sa'di rahimahullah said is present in the Quran. An example of whoever leaves something for Allah, to share it for Allah. Remember, the statement of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. It has to be solely for Allah to find in the hadith. Because if it's not for Allah, you're going to find what? Hardship. It's going to be difficult. Long term. But if you share for Allah as it is, in the long term, it will be something that is pleasurable, something delightful. At the beginning, the initial stage for a short period of time, yes, there may be some hardship, but that's only to determine who is true and who is pretending. One of the examples we find is in the Quran, and I think I mentioned this briefly, maybe in a different masala, the story of Prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wa salam, Joseph, alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, Yusuf, he refrained. When the woman, she's trying to seduce him, a woman of beauty, now a woman of position, she tries to seduce Yusuf and call him and invite him to elicit an immoral relationship. And remember, Yusuf was young. Yusuf was kingdom. Yusuf was a stranger in that land. But he refrained because he feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, he abandoned that for Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla elevated him. In this world, and Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala promised him and his next reward in the Akhirah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, in confidence in the Quran, about the story of Yusuf. There's a whole surah in the Quran, surah of Yusuf. The story of Yusuf. After the women tried to seduce him, after the wife of the Aziz, she tried to seduce him and forced him to have relations with her. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْرِفْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُنْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ He said, oh my Lord, prison is more beloved to me than what they are inviting me to. And if you do not turn their spot away from me, I may be kind to them for what they desire, and I will give them among the demons. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, he turned away from that for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, tabaraka wa ta'ala, elevated him in the earth, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسَفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ We gave Yusuf authority in the earth. We gave Yusuf authority in the earth, he could go where he pleased. Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him authority. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave his position. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him a pleasure of a life. And on top of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him immense reward. And promised him immense reward in the Akhirah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him the good of this world, and Allah Azza wa Jalla promised him the good of the Akhirah, a great reward. So that's another example. How Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, he turned away from that immoral behavior when the woman she tried to seduce him. He said Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah what? He replaced it with that which was better. Better in this world and better in the Akhirah. Because yes, sometimes you may be given something better in this world. It may be the same thing that you're given better, but it is in the same area, or it may be in a different area. Now, another example that we find in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which shows us and highlights the correctness of this principle. Whoever needs something for Allah is with him, Allah will replace him with that which is better. As we said, likewise, we found in the Quran, and we mentioned the clear hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ibrahim, Abraham, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, he left his people, he left his father, and that which they worship besides Allah is with him, Allah tells us in the Quran that he gives in him with Ishaq and Ya'qub, and a righteous offspring. Allah is just describing for me one man is on his own as a ummah, as a nation. Obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when Ibrahim left his people for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he abandoned what they worship besides Allah, Allah blessed him and he bestowed upon him Ishaq and Ya'qub and he gave him a righteous offspring. And he made him an imam, a leader among mankind. That's the story of Ibrahim. Are there other examples? Yes, there are other examples. If we look, likewise, with regards to the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, when they migrated from Mecca to Medina, because in Mecca, they were persecuted, they were tortured. Why? Because they said, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. They were persecuted, some of them were tortured. We gave the talk previously in Trinidad about Sumayya. Radiallahu anha, the first martyr of Islam. She was stabbed after death in a private. Why? Because she said, La ilaha illallah, a woman. A woman who was patient with torture and punishment that many men could not tolerate. And she was the first martyr of Islam. So in Mecca, it was a period of persecution, a period of hardship. So the Muslims, they migrated. The first migration was to Abyssinia. Then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they migrated to what? Al-Madinah. So, when they migrated, the companions, the Muhajirun, from Mecca to Al-Madinah, remember, they left their home, they left their wealth, they left their family, but they left to Allah Azza wa Ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran, وَمِنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Whoever migrates for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will find many dwellings in the earth, and they will find back sustenance. And whoever leaves their house, migration, look, to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember we said, it has to be done for Allah. It has to be done sincerely. Because if you do it for another reason, you're only going to attain what you were looking for from the affairs of the dunya. You may attain that, but that's all you're going to get. Remember the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, the first hadith in Bukhari, actions are judged according to the intention, but for إِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, and every person will receive what they intended. فَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever's migration was for Allah and His Messenger, then his migration yet was for Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَةٍ يُصِيبُهَا وَامْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. If someone migrated just to the dunya, or someone migrated just to marry a woman, then their migration was for that. That's all they're going to get from it, nothing else. So actions are just according to the intention. So Allah is very said in this ayah, whoever migrates for Allah in this, they will find many dwelling places. But it has to be solely for Allah. And they will find back provisions. Also what? Allah said, whoever leaves their house, migrating for Allah is missing the distance, then they die on the way. Then their reward is incumbent upon Allah. Allah is making the benefit from himself and he will reward them, even though they never completed it. Look at this, the benefit of having a sincere and a pure intention. Even though they never completed the action, Allah will still give them the reward because of their intention. Then the reward is with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah is of forgiving the most merciful. That's why Rabbi al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his turn, he said, وَلَمَّا تَرَكَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ دِيَارَهُمْ لِلَّهِ وَأَوْقَارَهُمْ أَلَّتِي هِيَ أَحَدُ شَيْءٍ إِلَيْهِ أَعَافَهُمَ اللَّهُ أَنْ فتح عليهم الدنيا. He said, when the Muhajirun left their homes and they returned to the state of Allah, and these things that they left were some of the most beloved initiatives, Allah replaced it by opening up for them the world. He gave them music from over the east and the west. Allah opened open for the companions the world. Because they left their homes, their loved ones, and their wealth for Allah. And they were sincere in that. So look, we see an example of that, what was mentioned in that hadith, and as we said, it's a general principle. Found in many verses in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدْعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أَسْوَدِهِ. You will never give anything to serve for Allah's sake, إِلَّا فَسَّلَكَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرًا لَكَ مِنْهِ. Except Allah will be better than that. You will never do anything solely for Allah, except Allah will give you better than that. Let's take, and we'll close with this, the story of one of the companions, Suhaib al-Rumi. And again, it shows the importance of being something for Allah, but the good reward that is a consequence of that. That Allah will give the servant. And how Allah will elevate the servant in this life, and how Allah will reward him in the after and the hereafter. Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, he migrated from Mecca to Medina. But when he left Mecca, the people of Mecca, the Mushrikun, they came after him and they went into the suit. Meaning the captain. Because they wanted to prevent him migrating to Medina to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Suhaib, he pulled out some of his arrows from the arrow tree. He pulled out 40, and he said to them, he said, none of you will approach me and be able to come near me except that I will put in every man from among you an arrow. And he said, and once the arrows are finished, he said, then I will use the sword. And he said, you know, certainly I'm a man, meaning I can defend myself. But then he said to them, he said, I left in Mecca, I left wealth. If you let me go on my way, look, he just wanted to go to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to migrate for Allah. He said, if you let me go on my way, you can have all my wealth that's in Mecca. Look at that. Look at what he was willing to give up. What are we willing to give up for the sake of Allah as we did, and for the and to promote the religion of truth, or for our well-being in this world and the well-being of that in the akhirah? Some people, they can't give up 5 minutes to pray or 10 minutes to make salah. Some people, they can't give up the pillow to wake up. Some people, they can't take time to go and learn how to pray or to recite Fatiha. Look, the companions. That's why when people talk about the problems that we have in the Muslim world or among the Muslims today, it's because of us. Nothing, the religion is true. Allah's promise is true. But the deficiency is with us. When the companions implemented the commands of Allah, when they implemented the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they left things for Allah, look how Allah honored them. Look how Allah is with the Tabarak wa ta'ala to show this promise, and Allah never breaks this promise. So, any deficiency is with us, not with the religion of Islam. So, Suhaib said to them, he said, I have wealth in Mecca. Let me go upon my journey, because that's all you wanted. And you can have it, it's yours. So, on the back of that, a verse was revealed. Does anyone know what ayah was revealed? Does anyone know what verse from the Quran was revealed? The verse that was revealed, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَجْرِي نَفْسُهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Some people, they sell themselves seeking the pleasure of Allah. Some people, they sell themselves seeking the pleasure of Allah. So Suhaib, obviously, when this incident happened, he didn't know that the verse was revealed. When he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings about the ayah being revealed, he said to him, oh Abu Yahya, your sale has been very profitable. Being your exchange, you gave them that wealth, and look, a verse was revealed about you. A verse that will be recited until the hour is established, that we recite today. We talk about Suhaib al-Rumi today. How many people do you know from that era that exists that we're still talking about? How many people from 200 years ago? Do you know any of their names? Can you mention one person? Forget about the 200. Give me a name for somebody Tobago 100 years ago. Anyone? Look, we're still talking about parades. What are about now today? A verse of the Quran was revealed about me. Allah is a praise me. Said that he was a man who was willing to sell himself, seeking the pleasure of Allah together. And you know why? He was referring to what? When he gave all of his wealth away because he wanted to migrate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he was sincere to Allah to him. So no doubt, brothers and sisters, إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَدَعَ شَيْءًا مِنْ اللَّهِ as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will never need anything solely for Allah. But it's important that a person does it solely for Allah, not for your wife, not for your prestige, your husband, not for the ruler, not for a scholar, not for the imam, not for anyone. You do it solely for Allah to do. And what you abandon, that thing that was forbidden, you'll find in the long term, it will be something you'll find precious that you abandon that thing. You'll be delighted that you abandon it, and you will never miss it. If you do it for Allah, do it for Allah. If someone does something for other than Allah, I'm doing it, you know, just to make my husband happy, or I'm doing it just to make my wife happy, or I'm doing it just to make the imam happy, or I'm doing it just for such and such, or I'm doing it just for the dunya, yes, they're going to find difficulty. That's why some people, you see that along the path, they lose their way. Maybe sometimes it goes back because of the intention in the beginning. May Allah do this, make it sincere and purify our hearts and our intentions. I don't want to go on too long, alhamdulillah, you'll be very patient. And we'll let him the first talk, without our parents, because it required that level of detail. It was, you know, a significant period of time. So I'll fight with that. May Allah do their blessings to benefit from what we know and to implement it. What is that? Allah khair and barakallahu fiikum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.